here we go again. We used Dreamer's spell to activate the mirror, and the things Grin said he saw. As terrifying as they sounded, it only hardened my resolve. This monster named Arl needs to be stopped. With the tomb now opened, and quick thinking from Davini, we now have Ravison surrounded. Will she see reason, or will we have to put down another mad druid? Find out on today's short quest, Long Rest.
Everyone.
Hello.
Hello,
Josie. Hi, Dr. Nick.
Nice.
Is that a reference to some Australian show, or is that
Simpsons?
It's a reference to the Australian Simpsons.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Yeah. It's called Oi Simpsons.
Oh, God. You guys are throwing me off. Anyway, welcome back to Short Quest, Long Rest. And our adventures through Icewind Dale. Last session, you guys have uncovered an ancient entity living here at this elven tomb named Sanar. You spent an evening camping out around a campfire of silvery flames maintained through magic, and knowing that there's still more of this tomb to explore, Dreamer wound up using Moonbeam to open up one of the doors deeper within. Now, a couple of you went inside and found nothing to start, which is strange because you had thought that there was a woman in here. Until racing out from behind the sarcophagus in the center of the room is a small fox, white fox, like all the others that you have seen so far, that is out into the hallway before both of you remember druids can change shape.
Mm-hmm.
With some clever use of dispel magic, this person is no longer in their animal shape racing through you, but is instead trapped in the hallway with Rian, Krellic, and Miri behind her in the tomb that she had just fled from. And Felgrin, Dreamer, and Tavini blocking her escape. We're about to get started here into combat, so I hope all of you are ready. Because Rian, you, my lad, are my first up.
Goodbye, my friend.
Okay, so. I'm trying to think real fast, too. So we don't, right now, as of what we know, all we know is that she has a bone to pick with humans. We have no idea any evil shit she's done or anything she's like, or like, we don't know if her like a war criminal or anything like that, right? We just know she doesn't like humans and that.
I think she
or
made
people.
The moose or something like that.
But I don't know if we know that. It's one of those things.
I thought someone said that. I think the other moose said it or something.
The fox.
No. The fox said that she's... Okay.
The fox said she's the reason she's the reason the moose had a chip on its shoulder.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Rian is going to come down right up into her stuff right behind her, and he's going to pull both swords, and he's going to essentially... He's going to ready an action. Because still, even if he thinks all this, like, it just makes no sense for him to just... swing away like on this thing. So he's going to pull both swords and as Krellic has said, I'm gonna whisper sweet nothings in her ear. be like hey pretty mama, you want to kill all humans? What I do is I do pull both swords ready in action and essentially tell her, be like you're surrounded, give up now and we can talk this out, but I swear to God you raise a hand against my people and it'll be the end of you. And he'll ready an action to take a swing with his sword if she F's around and finds out.
All right. Holding action. Felgrin, what are you doing?
I know, doesn't it suck that, like, it'd be almost better if she had rolled initiative first. So that we could, like, she could just smack us and we're, okay, this is a fucking killer.
You two have got this, right? And kind of hit Pat, Tavini, and Dreamer on the shoulders. And he's twin haste on them.
Nice.
And then, excuse me.
Oh.
And go right over there. You both have haste. Let me cast that real quick. And bang.
All right. So we've got two people with haste upon them. What is Miri doing all the way back there?
Oof. Okay. Miri is going to... Here's a quick question. Could I have Miri come up and aid me so that I get advantage on my, if she does something stupid?
If she has the movement speed to get to you, mm-hmm. I would allow that she can use her action to help.
Where was she? Here? So that's 10, 20, 30. Yeah, she's fine. She has 45 fly speed.
And I should ask also, is Finnegan Fox here in this combat? Because I can add his initiative behind you, Felgrin.
She is.
All
right. Yeah, buddy. Good old Finny.
And where are we putting him while Miri gets into position?
He would be by my side, I would imagine.
Okay. Sorry, continue. So help action on Miri.
Yep, and that's all she's going to do. She's going to help her dad out for if this creature does move, just to give him a help action. Because I don't want her running in there and attacking just yet until we 100% nail this chick down as evil. And she takes... either the first swing or give some sign that, like, you know, there is no peaceful approach to this, because we, again, I'm sure she's a boss, but, like, it's just one of those things where it's like she's still a person.
We're just not sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Miri's got my back, helping me out. So I'll get advantage on my roll when I go to, if she starts some shit.
All right. Krellic, what are you doing? That hallway between you and something to swing your hammer at is getting pretty crowded.
Yeah, but it should be still be a tight squeeze to get right there.
Yeah, with it being 10 feet wide, he should be able to go side by side with me. That's why I put Miri behind me. I
think he'll
me.
Come up right next to Rian and kind of follow suit. Have the hammer ready, but kind of hoping that maybe she doesn't want to fight.
She doesn't want to find out what happens when she messes with you guys?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But if she does something, she'll get the booping.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll see if she fucks around and if she has to find out.
She'll get the booping.
Yeah.
The booping and the bopping.
Yeah. On the fattest stacks of wax.
Glad to find that out. Alrighty. Dreamer. Are you being circumspect in anything you're preparing, or are you just going to go for it?
I am going to say in Druidic, stand down, listen to my friend here. We don't have to end in violence. And for my action, I'm going to turn into an elk.
Nice.
Take advantage of that haste.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to reach out to all the people listening right now and just to really lay it on that we are doing everything we can not to just murder this lady straight up.
To try and be good
up.
People.
Yeah.
Well, we are this time.
We are this. Most of the time we do. We do.
I would agree most of the time. Yes.
Yes.
Not all of the time. But yes, this time. Yes. I agree. Right. We are trying.
Yes. We are trying our best. We have a few things landed in fucking just terrible, terrible situations. But I just want to try as best we can not to murder this lady. But if we gotta.
We will.
Goodbye, Falcon.
That brings us to her turn here.
Yeah, I disappeared.
Oh, hold on. Did I just delete our poor boy off
there?
There
we go. There we go.
Sorry, Falcon.
I'm bored.
As this figure finds herself being held at weapon point from the front, and a massive elk or from behind and a massive elk in front of her. Do you have a... Let's drop in an elk token for you, my lad. Should be wild shape, giant elk.
Nope, just elk. Oh, Jesus.
Holy
moly. Oh, just elk?
Wow.
Just elk.
Yeah, we already fought a giant elk.
I can't be giant elk. That's a mess. Yet.
Soon, TM.
Actually, can I even be a giant elk?
No, I think it's too high.
Yeah, probably.
It's a CR2.
Yeah, no. Not my wheelhouse.
So what I would like you to do is actually roll me the HP on that. So 2d10 plus 2.
Ooh.
Oh, this could be really bad.
This could also be really good. Let's see.
13.
Yeah. Middle of the road.
That's not great.
That's no, but that's better than base.
That's true.
A little bit of a meteor elk. Remind everyone what you look like when you're in elk shape.
Armored plates on the top. We joked about it being antennas on the top. And like wooden underbelly and legs.
I like it.
Right on. So as this person is sizing up what's behind her, what's in front of her, so you see her start to cast something. Are you going to do anything?
Yeah, fuck. No, it was surrender or not. So yeah, that
very, very binary decision.
Oh, absolutely. There was no like, you know, maybe we'll see. It was back the fuck off, surrender, otherwise shit goes down. And
give me
she
that,
decided she wanted to get fun.
Give me that attack roll then.
No problem. With advantage.
A 13 actually does connect.
Oh, it does? Oh my god.
Does not have particularly high AC.
Okay, good. Okay, so
however,
we're going
to go. There we go.
Blap.
Ooh.
Sweet. You know what?
Nice.
Fuck it.
Minimum
goddamn
damage.
How much damage is that again?
That's three damage. That's minimum damage. That is a 1 out of D8.
You're all doing right. Terrific.
And Kali, you had to rush to get there?
No, he had just enough movement.
Okay, then if you, did you prepare anything? Sorry again.
He was going to boop her if she did anything, but...
She's in the middle of casting a spell.
I think Krellick would, because he doesn't know a whole lot about spells, so...
Yeah, and Rian's already taken the swing.
He's that doesn't look like surrendering.
Gonna react.
Yeah.
And he's going to swing.
The boppening.
Yeah, don't make me look like an asshole here. Be like, Brian, what are you doing?
Brian, why?
18
yeah.
does hit.
You monster.
Now, you can't ready, like, multiple actions, right? Like, even if he had, like, if he has two hits in his turn, he can't, like, ready
no,
all
he
his
can
hits,
only
right?
ready an
yeah,
action.
Yeah, he can only ready the one. Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, as your hammer strikes her between the shoulders, you hear the tail end of an incantation almost expelled from her with her breath. And from behind you, you suddenly hear a very deep, familiar, strangely, snarl.
Oh boy.
As a trio of wolves appears surrounding Miri and up Krellick and Rian's backside there. Additionally, five more wolves appear in front of her, all of them surrounding Tavini.
Holy shit.
Oh that's no.
That's a lot of effing wolves.
Oh no.
Summoned the wolves.
She did summon the wolves. I knew we should have just fucking murdered her. God
damn it. She
released
the hounds.
Yeah.
Released
she let the dogs out.
Well, she let the dogs out. Whoop, whoop.
Woof, woof, woof.
That is now going to be Tavini's turn as you find yourself suddenly surrounded by bristling teeth and
Quick. Use Frost Nova.
Snorting wolves, snarling wolves.
I'm so glad you have plus two AC.
Oh dear. And she grabs her holy symbol and pulls out fire and then, like, shoves her hand down towards the ground, casting Word of Radiance.
Nice.
Ooh, nice.
I think this is a first. I don't think we've seen this one.
I think it's, Constitution DC 14.
Yep, it's a con save for each wolf within 5 feet of you.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yep. I would say that would be all of them.
That's cool. What a good spell to have at that moment.
Yeah,
like,
very...
It's a great little cantrip.
Oh, man. Little fucking right around you and fucking shockwave around. I was joking about the Nova, but that's essentially what that is. Nope.
15, fail.
Nope.
Ooh.
Nope.
Oh, that's a
succeed.
That one succeeded.
All but one.
One succeeded.
So.
One succeeded.
Yeah, one succeeded, so if you would like to roll damage on that.
Ooh.
Nice.
Nice damage.
Nice.
8 points of damage. Nicely done. Yeah. So what does it look like as you give forth this burst of light from you?
She says, cease. And it's just like this, it's like her word becomes holy fire and it just goes down and in this little puff of white, like red flame, like the heat of a forge.
Ting.
And for a brief moment, none of you can see what's happened around Tavini. And then as the light recedes, all of the wolves are sort of now looking very singed from their noses all the way back, almost Looney Tunes-esque in having been blasted with something, centering on Tavini.
Nice. Like it.
All right. Haste means she has two actions?
Oh, yeah, so you can...
Two attacks, right?
So I think your extra action can only be used for an attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. And you also have a lot of movement if you want to get the hell out of there.
That would be 5 attacks of opportunity.
I mean, who's counting?
Dash, disengage, hide, or use an object.
There you go. Disengage.
Oh, disengage. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You can straight up disengage.
Can she defend? Like, hold up her shield and just try and hold her ground?
Yeah, dodge is an action.
Yeah.
Oh, dodge, that's right.
I don't see dodge listed as an option for haste, but I'll allow it. Because you're standing there, you're shadow boxing, your muscles are all, you know, hyped up with adrenaline. I think you'd be a little more dodgy than you typically would otherwise.
Seems like if disengage is one, that dodge should have been one. Like, at least in my head, that seems like.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, JC.
You're welcome, Boo.
Yep. That's
so, hiding behind the shield.
Yep.
Surrounded by wolves that you just blasted in the face. Is now the first of the wolves' turn. The one that is between you and Dreamer turns around and is going to take a bite at you. So your AC now is currently increased because you're under haste, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
By 2, I think.
Yeah, you get a +2, right? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so her AC is 20.
+2 AC, and they have disadvantage on you right now because you're dodging.
Which they have disadvantage, but they also have pack tactics.
Yes.
Oh, so it cancels out.
So it's a cancel out, but it still has to beat a 20.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Haste.
Rolls a 10. I do not think that wolf connects with you.
Nope.
Effing love that spell.
So you hear the snarl from behind you and turn on your heel just in time to see this one lunging while your attention was on most of the others, and are able to get that shield in place, you know, with the help of haste in time for it to bite the edge of the shield, and you can hear the scraping of teeth on the edge of the shield as it is trying to find purchase in flesh.
No, bad dog.
Rian, it is now your turn.
Yeah, I think as those things pop up, he'll wheel around and point, go towards the wolves. He'll be like, Krennic, take her down. Me and Miri will hold off the others. And he's going to go full tilt on this one. The one closest right behind Krennic.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, we're going to go long sword. Does an 8 hit?
Unfortunately not.
Okay. Okay, fine, fuck it. I'll go with my Dragon Slayer short sword then. No booming blade for me. 17?
Yep, that does hit.
There we go. Okay, damage on that bad devil. 6 on that one.
6? All right. So you come slicing through with the Dragon Slayer short sword, and the wolf tries to dodge out of the way, but next to Miri, it's hard for it to maneuver. And you manage to cut it across the forepaw, you know, down by its legs there. Looking hurt, not yet down.
Okay, I'll be like, Miri, let's hold the line.
That now brings us to a whole slew of wolves having their turn. As one of them from the back is going to make an opposed athletics check against Tavini to try and knock her off of her feet.
Ooh.
We're doing a essentially a chart or a, what is it called? I have to pull up the DMG here.
A trip?
There's a specific name for this one. It's in the combat options. Oh no, it's gonna try and run past you. Sorry, I should say.
Oh, the overrun ability.
Overrun. Yep. Not trying to knock you off your feet. So Tavini, can you either make an opposed athletics or acrobatics check for me if you would?
Okay. Let's say athletics.
Nice.
That's okay. Woo! You roll a 6, it rolls a 3.
That is so good. I saw that 6, I was like, oh god.
One of the wolves tries to race past you. For what purpose? You don't quite know. You do not know the mind of a wolf. But you're able to hold your ground and not allow it to slip past.
No. Bat, stay.
Rian, the wolf that you struck is going to take a bite against you, and it does not have allies adjacent to you.
Yeah, bring it.
They're all adjacent to your daughter behind you.
Yeah.
Rolls a 1. Oof. So goes to bite you, and you manage to get the blade up just in time for it to bite down on that, and you hear the squeal of pain as the blade sort of slips between two teeth and bites into the jaw a little there. You know, the flesh between the teeth, the gums.
Yep.
So,
not hungry
can
enough.
Can Krellick choose to smack it as it squeals?
Oh, yeah, because it tried to make a attack against an ally, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, because we're adjacent to each other. Woo! Reaction 17. The hell out of him, buddy.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
whack.
For a 10.
Damn, that is enough. 10. So as the hammer strikes this wolf, you hardly feel it connect with flesh when it is suddenly swinging through open air. And where the wolf was, there's suddenly this burst of sparks of multitude of colors is now poofed.
At least they're pretty when you they die.
Battered a wolf out of existence. One of the ones behind Miri is going to make an attack roll against her, and it does have pack tactics because it has an ally adjacent.
Damn it.
That is a crit.
Oh, nat 20. Fuck.
Feels bad.
Oh, whoops. I probably should have. There we go.
Wait, isn't its ally dead? I can't see the wolves back there.
It's
there's,
got three
there's
back.
Three
there's
wolves
three
back there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So one's dead. There's still two.
Sorry, should have rolled that as a crit.
Oof.
Does 13 points of piercing damage against her. Yeah. And I am going to need her to make me a strength saving throw.
Problem. 16?
Definitely succeeds.
Nice. Oh.
So Miri, getting ready to attack this wolf that attacked her dad, suddenly cries out in pain as one of the wolves from behind her grabs onto her hind leg and starts to pull it out from under her, trying to pull her prone. It is now her turn.
Yep, and I think same wolf, she just wheels back around, just angry. Teeth light up with lightning as she goes to take a bite. Attack!
Mm. Oh, yeah, 18. That hits.
Hells yeah. 20, okay, 30. Fight attack with damage.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, same thing. So as soon as her teeth start to sink into this wolf, suddenly there's nothing to purchase on, and there's a burst of sparks around her head as this
that
wolf poofs
girl
out of existence.
God damn, that was a good hit.
Yeah, oh, 18, shit.
Or 16 damage.
Is Miri moving anywhere?
No, she's going to hold her spot right there. I told her to hold the line, so that's what she's going to do.
That is another one of the wolves that is around Tavini. And this one is going to make its attack roll against her.
Nice.
Rolls a 9. So Tavini holding her ground against a small pack of wolves there in the front while the others clean up the rear.
She's doing awesome. You're doing fantastic.
I think they're like 2 or 3 times her size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You essentially, you don't come up to quite their shoulder.
Oh, poor Tavini.
Krellick, it is now your turn.
Well, he doesn't like seeing Tavini surrounded, but there's nowhere he can get up to help her.
Yeah, there's just no room.
So he's going to have no choice but to just swing at Druid Lady.
Well, there's a wolf still.
I think technically you can squeeze past. She's not big size or anything. That just looks like she's taking. There,
here we go. I should have her at that.
Yeah, so you could squeeze around her to get to the other side of her.
He'll stand right here.
allow, yeah, there. Because she should have been small to begin with, so thank you for that.
So I'll at least try to take the wolf next to me out first. 16?
Nice.
That definitely hits.
Attaboy.
11?
Attaboy.
Second verse, same as the first. As soon as that hammer strikes, poof, there's a burst of sparks.
All right. Just keep holding him back, little one. And he's going to swing at the druid now.
Alrighty.
Natty 20. Oh, man. She's in trouble. And you seriously have the time as the trainer.
Choo-choo.
Indeed, I do.
Yes. All right, roll me damage on that crit.
15.
15.
Nice.
Whoa. Nicely done. Yeah. And as this is the first bit of damage she's taken since she summoned these things, mm-hmm. someone has to make a concentration check.
Oh.
Nice.
All right, just barely manages to pay attention.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Here comes the shield.
Attaboy.
Mm. 11 does hit.
Oh,
I was
going
to say, that's awesome. Oh. Yeah.
She is a caster, I will remind you.
5 damage on that.
Bonk.
And all right, that's going to be another check on that.
Wow.
Oh, ah, still maintaining.
He knows that she's going to be trouble, so he's going to push himself beyond his limits in action surge.
Oh, shit. He ain't fucking around. I love it.
So he's going to swing his hammer again.
Uno mas!
21.
He gets 2 mas. 21, yeah. Roll me damage. You found her AC at 11, so anything 11 or above, just swing away on the damage.
So do I get 2 hits or just 1?
You get 2. Oh, yeah, because with action surge, you're essentially resetting your attack actions.
So yeah, it's just a 1 mas, isn't it?
Well, I think...
I was making a joke. It's 11. Not the 2 mas.
Oh,
gotcha.
It's a pretty good one.
Throwing us off. Yeah, that was a good one.
I liked it.
Thank you.
And yes, please give me damage on that one, Kralik. 18?
9.
9. It's going to be 2 concentration checks from her.
Nice. Yeah, keep tapping her until she fucks this up. That's all it takes. God damn it. Natty 19. One. Here's, this is it. This is where she fucks it up. Damn it. 13.
13. Still clinging on, and it's now for the wolf in the way back. And it also is going to try and bite on Tavini, but does not have pack tactics anymore.
You mean Miri?
Miri. Did I just say Tavini?
You did.
I just said Tavini.
But, okay. But it's all good, because it don't hit
shit.
Because
it failed.
Yeah. You only get 1. 1 hit against my little girl.
Felgrin.
I have a certain set of skills.
It is now your turn.
All right. I will kill you. He's like, I'd duck if I were you, he says to Tavini, and he's going to cast Magic Missile.
Nice.
At 2nd level.
Ooh, okay.
And he's going to target all 4 of them with 1 bolt.
Nice. So, roll me damage on the first one. We'll go from left to right as far as, like, witch wolves and then the druid here in the back.
Yeah, he's just targeting the wolves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2nd level only gives him 4.
3, 4, 5.
Oh, wow.
Nice. 3, 4, 5, 5.
All right. So, as these brilliantly colored missiles come flying out of your hand, as each one strikes a wolf, only the one in front does not burst into sparks around Tavini.
Great use of that.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
For a moment, there's just a bunch of essentially glitter in the air raining down around you, Tavini. It's very pretty. A little distracting from the ongoing fight.
Almost makes you want to dance.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Shut up and dance with me.
It'll give her an I got you wink.
Yep.
She smiles.
Got your back.
Are you sending Finnegan anywhere?
Nope. He's gonna hang out.
So if you have something like Shocking Grasp, you could essentially like have him wizard taser someone.
Pretty cool. No, unfortunately I don't, or I would, for sure.
I love calling it that, wizard taser.
Wizard taser.
Yeah, it was.
That's what I call it for. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it was the spell delivery service I was thinking of. So That's the end of my turn.
Delivery. All right, Dreamer, go ahead.
I said no means no.
All right, follow me on this.
Yes.
I'm gonna run back 25 feet.
Okay.
Charge.
And then I'm gonna charge this wolf up here with my 100 All feet right. of movement.
Oh yeah, because you're an elk and you're hasted. Oh no.
Yeah.
Just gonna Late annihilate this wolf.
Yep. Ramming speed.
I'm gonna whiff.
We'll see. No, I believe in you. You got this.
Got this.
I believe in you. I wanna
see... You gore Tavini.
I want to see it explode.
Yep.
Nope.
Oh, geez. Oh,
damn it!
You jinxed. You played yourself.
No, it's not even 90. Wasn't 85? What was that? 93.
Yeah, so unfortunately, the metallic sound of Dreamer's hooves clip-clopping over the stones echoes through the large chamber you're in, Felgrin. And suddenly the pace of them quickens as he comes charging back past you, head lowered with these antennae pointing forward towards this wolf to skewer it. The sound, the clatter of his hooves, though, seems to startle the wolf, and it turns, sees what's coming at it, and manages to throw itself against the wall just in time to avoid being impaled upon those horns.
I have one more attack.
Yep.
Yes, you do.
Round two. Oh.
Fight.
Natty 5 for 10 unfortunately does not hit.
He's a wily wolf, man.
Oh, man. He's a survivor.
It's my Starfinder luck.
For a second ram attack, you would have to draw out of its attack range, wouldn't you?
I'm not backing up, though.
Well, he was just smacking it.
Oh, okay.
That one was just, I think he rolled the ram attack, but I think he was just horn smacking.
Okay.
My horn attack is the ram attack every time.
Gotcha. So, now this druid's turn. Seeing that the wolves that she had summoned to defend her are now kaput. Let's see, what are we rolling with this time? I was hoping those wolves would last just a little bit longer, but that's not the case. Sorry.
No, Tavini got surrounded.
Tavini softened them up real good.
I was gonna say that was perfect. That two hit combo was so fucking good.
It was pretty devastating.
Very, very good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So she reaches for totem hanging from her breast, you know, from around her throat, and staring at the last of her wolves.
That doesn't look good.
Oh, here, I'm gonna need the template again for this. Going to cast directly almost on top of herself, catching everyone in the crossfire, including herself. Shit. Ice storm.
Oh.
Oh, fuck us. Oh my god.
I'm gonna need a dexterity saving throw from Miri, Rian, Krellic, and Tavini.
I'm not in it. Oh my god.
Yeah, fucking Dreamer, and you are just outside it. Oh god damn it. Okay, here we go.
My poor bum.
Okay, here we go. What was that? Dexterity saving? Dex saving throw. Roll.
The wolf saved. The wolf saved.
Saving throw.
Oh roll. My god. Okay.
At least Miri saved. Oh, damn it.
You failed except Miri and the wolf. Oh!
24 fucking damage.
Yep, 24 points of damage to everyone that failed a DC 14 dexterity saving throw.
Oh my god.
That's 30. A hot tamale.
Jesus, that's like half my health, man, in one hit.
Oh my god.
Now, she also has to make the saving throw.
Fail.
She's an 11, but is resistant to cold.
Oh, okay, so she takes half.
So is Tavini.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, Tavini is resistant to cold.
Fantastic.
Okay, so then let's break up some of that damage then, because let's see. The 2d8 is the bludgeoning, so you're going to take the 10 full points of that. But Tavini, if you're resistant to cold, you're taking 7 points of cold damage.
So 17 total?
17 total.
17
yep,
total.
17
okay.
total.
And I need to math that. So 31, and then yep. 7.
And,
okay, that's a lot better than it was.
Woo! Yeah.
My finger was hovering over absorb elements.
Nice.
I was like, well, here it comes.
Since that was an attack, on a creature within 5 feet of me, does that mean I get to attack her again?
It wasn't a direct attack, it was a saving throw.
I think it's gotta be However, it just says
makes an attack against a target.
Because it's casting a spell, so technically it's...
Well, making attack, if it were like a spell attack roll where you're having to pick a single target, then it would, count. But for like an AoE saving throw, no, that wouldn't be the case. However, she is going to try and flee past you.
Oh, good.
excellent.
Well, fantastic.
Because I think you have something you can do to her.
Can you?
He's had his turn, so he regained his reaction.
Oh, okay, cool. I was going to say, I was like, didn't you use it on the one thingy? But sweet, that's fucking fantastic. Smack the shit out of her.
Go, go, go.
13?
13 connects.
Dude, you like can't miss, I don't think.
It'd be very hard.
And she can't go anywhere now, can she?
Yeah, where you going?
Yes,
nowhere. God, I love Sentinel.
So in the confusion of this flurry of ice and hailstones that just comes pounding down from the bare stone ceiling on top of you all, this druid tries to flee down the tunnel past Krellic and the others. However, Krellic, you manage to catch her just on like the hip with your hammer and throw her into the wall, and she is not going anywhere.
But the ice hurt.
You hear this snarl, not dissimilar from the wolves, coming from her at your strike. Tavini, it is now your turn.
That changed some things. I honestly don't know what she's gonna do. She doesn't have a weapon out, so she can't, like, smack the lady.
Well, you can draw your weapon in your move action. Like, it's part of drawing is part of the attack.
Yeah, but then she can't cast spells.
Gotcha.
Yeah. She's going to cast Healing Word.
All right.
And give some health to Rian over there.
Oh, shucks.
He's not as beefy as Krellic. So give that heals.
When?
Hey, every bit helps.
Yep.
And then, can she just kind of like use her hasted action to try and smack with her shield like Krellic does?
Krellic's is going to be a class feature. So, unfortunately, she wouldn't be able to, but you can use your attack action to make an attack against her.
She's.
what are you trying to accomplish with the shield bash?
I think she's just trying to hit without pulling out her weapons so she can still cast.
Okay, so since she can't do that, she's gonna try and punch her.
Nice. I mean, I wouldn't be too afraid to pull out your weapon at this point. I can't see this lady making it through another turn. Like, not to be cocky, but she's not doing great.
She's in rough shape. Think,
yeah, and with the rest of us, that means it's gonna be me, Krellic, and Miri all coming in to start smacking here in a second.
Oh, wait, no. I figured out what she's gonna do. She's gonna go.
Okay.
Yeet, and get out of the way for Dreamer.
Oh, nice. Give him his charge.
So, disengage.
Smart move. I like it.
Little feet padding on the stone floors there.
Yep, right between the elk's legs. Just
the pitter-patter of tiny feet.
All right, wolves are dead. Rian, it is now your turn.
Okay, coming up next to my boy Krellic. Be like, we gave you your chance. And he's gonna, he's stowing do I want to do that? Yeah, he's stowing the Dragon Slayer, and he's just using his longsword, versatile style.
Okay.
He's gonna go for one big one. Okay, here we go. I believe in myself. Nope! Natty fucking two!
Rolls a two
son
for
of a
seven.
Bitch.
Yeah, so though they were magically created, the ground is still slick with some hailstones. And as you go to swing, your foot catches on one of them and you slip a little and it... Yeah.
The fucking comedy of errors that sometimes happens with this fucking character, I swear to God. He's built so cool. That just fucking misses so much. I'm such a... I really need to, like, just power game my next character and make him so many goddamn pluses to everything that I just can't fail at anything.
You'll find a way.
Yeah, thanks.
Life. Ooh, ah.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, life does find a way. So, yeah, I got nothing else. Because I put my sword away, I don't have another... I can't pull the other sword. Yeah, so that's my turn. I got no bonus action stuff.
Okay. What is Miri doing?
How high is the ceilings here?
Probably looking at 15, 20 feet.
Okay, cool. She's going to fly over, and I was going to get a little... I'm going to put her a little behind us, but essentially she's hovering over between me and Kralik.
Okay.
Since she can now just stay in the air, and she's going to take a bite at this lady. So, Miri, take her down.
Got it.
I'm going to come in and do a bite attack. At least cool. She's doing well. A natty 18.
23 to hit, yeah. Definitely connects.
Damn right. And damage. There we go. 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage.
2 of those electricity. That's good. That's fun.
Briefly illuminating the hall around you until those teeth sink into flesh.
Yep, she got uno mas of those.
All right. And you can see that in the confines of the corridor, you know, it's about 10 feet wide or so, and her wingspan is just barely able to fit within this space. Mm-hmm. Like, she is struggling to keep herself aloft in such narrow confines. Krellick, it is your turn.
Does this druid still look like she's not going to stop?
She looks bloodied and looking up at her. Give me an insight check.
He's wonderful at these. Thank you.
This is where you kill it, though. Don't worry about it. Natty 20. Krellick.
I believe I rolled a 4.
Yeah, you did roll a 4. It's like the secret. You manifested it.
The look of fury on her face feels familiar. I mean, you have been around the battlefield. You know what someone who's willing to fight to the death looks like. And this certainly is someone who fits that description.
Yeah, well, I gave you a chance.
Swing away, George.
19.
Ooh. There. 19. You just get all the rolls out of the way first.
I did damage.
Then, you know what? Might as well do the one for the shield too. While you're at it.
Yeah, fuck it. Roll them all out. We'll do the damage after.
Okay, going live.
Because that's a hit.
Like God sort them out.
20.
Yeah, that's a hit. Too. Here we go. Let's just see the fucking flurry come.
She was defoxed next to the wrong dwarf.
Yes, she was.
Mendale.
So that's 5.
Natty 1 on the first one.
Max damage on the second.
Max on the second.
Make nice. It up with the second.
5 and 12.
Fail on the last
rolled
one.
Rolled attack again.
Yeah, he accidentally rolled attack instead of damage. Because he landed 8. The thing.
So it's 8 anyway.
Oh, it's max.
Max damage on the shield.
How do you want to do this?
Oh.
Yeah.
So she's going to hit her once, smack her with the shield, and then just come back at her head with the second swing.
Grapefruit it.
Yeah. Once. Twice.
Lando in here, speed bag her head.
3 times she's dead.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Dreamer and Tavini are both hasted, and you're seeing all their movements. There's a blur to their edges as the magic is working upon them. Krellick has no such blur, but he is a warrior of such great might and skill that even in his dotage, he is still a force to be reckoned with. And his hammer swings with such speed that only really Dreamer and Tavini are able to catch every motion of it as he bashes first once, hits with the shield, knocks that druid into the wall, and bringing that hammer again, catches her on the jaw, and that head whips to one side, and you hear this very audible final crunch.
Damn.
As this person almost spins in place and then tumbles down the stairs that you're atop of.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And the hall goes quiet.
Hello? Oh, hi. I'm Kepesk Mirik, but you can call me Miri. You said something about a cat? Oh, a rat. Ask Rian about them sometime. He loves those. He's been showing me rattrapgames.com's flexible game mats for GMs, books, dice, and more. And they look easy to use even with claws. I fell in love with a shirt on there with a wingless dragon saying, "I bite." That's what I do. I think I've persuaded Rian to get it for me, especially since he can save 10% of his gold with the code SQLR21. You should visit them too at rattrapgames.com, and save yourself the hassle of painting or assembling your new scenics. If you like a good fight, they're sure to make your life easier.
Got him.
Yeah, I think Krillic just really didn't want that ice thing to happen again.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a fair thing to want to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I did.
Yep.
Snuck up on me. Well, that was unfortunate.
I think Rian flips his swords and sticks them away and is like, "Well, she's not going to be telling any tales. Perhaps we search this place, see if she's got any type of journal. Something like that might explain what the hell is going on here. Why she raised this creature and what she has to do with this place."
First he's going to check and see if she's got it on her.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dreamer should look. He knows all the druidy stuff.
Yeah, I guess we could all do it. Why not?
Let's just all five of us fucking gather around and start going through shit. Take her pants.
Take her shoes.
Yeah. Ooh,
she had that cool wolf head dress.
That is pretty cool. For some reason, I see that on Tavini. I know she's got her little dwarf head thingy on, but like, I can just see little Tavini running around with like a wolf head dress.
The entire wolf skin covers her entire body. I was gonna say, yeah.
She's like, she'll be like the, like, just like Copper Knobber Knocker, but except looking like a little Ewok, she'll look like a little wolf running around.
I was like,
boing, 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 boing.
Krellic would totally sport it.
There you go.
I mean, you could put on the wolf skin on beneath the helmet.
Oh.
There you go. Like the wolf's wearing the helmet now.
All right. So who's approaching this body to search it?
Vilgrim's doing it. He is approaching.
All right. If I could get some investigation checks.
While they're doing that, Tavini is centering herself and casting a prayer of healing. So that'll take 10 minutes.
Alrighty.
When Felgrin approaches the body, can I drop my wild shape and tell someone, "We need to get inside that room. My spell doesn't last that long."
Okay, Krellic's heading. He's not wasting any time.
Yeah, Rian's with him.
Felgrin, rooting through this druid's robes, you know, kind of avoiding the blood around the head that's pooling there. You're not finding much in the way of coin on this person. They have none. Nothing valuable that you would typically recognize as something that you can sell.
Typical druids.
You are finding little bits and baubles on her that you can only assume are for spell casting. There's a few seeds from different plants among her pockets. There's a piece of like opalescent feldspar, which Dreamer over your shoulder would recognize as a necessary component for the spell Moonbeam. There is just simply nothing of value upon this person.
Okay. Then he would move on.
All right. So while Felgrin's rooting through pockets back there, Krellic and Rian, as you enter this room, what you notice first is that while the rest of the tomb that you've explored so far had been relatively warm when there were animals in it, now, you know, out in the corridor that you just came from is extremely cold. There's no more animals running around to sort of act as a space heater. In this space, the deeper you go into this hillside, it is the opposite. It is immensely chill in here. You could see your breath fogging in front of you in this immensely cold space. Unnaturally cold. You could see that this person has, you know, a sleeping bag in the back. There's some accoutrement for mixing up different potions and the like. And aside from that, the only things that stand out to the pair of you are the sarcophagus that much of her sort of work table rests upon, and a bush immediately to your left on the inside of the door in a pot that has a bunch of bright blueberries in it. Hmm. And you do recall, both of you, faintly, that while you were fighting this person, the area around their mouth and their fingertips were stained blue.
Yeah, I think he'll go over to that little plant. And first of all, does he sense any, like, it's the first thought he has is now he's dealt with druids, like, he just assumes every potted plant is going to, like, get up and talk and act like a little shit. So, does he sense any magic from the pot?
You know, roll me a, I mean, what are you trying to do, like, an arcana test? Or are you trying to, you would probably need detect magic if you were going to try and...
Well, I was doing the my draconic thing that I can just tell when something's...
Oh, yeah. My apologies. It's been a bit.
I know I haven't used that ability since the last druid thing, I think that's when we used it.
You are sensing no magic around the pot as you did with the others, mm-hmm. where, you know, these plant entities had awoken from.
Interesting. He'll reach down and take one of the berries and just kind of look at it, pluck it off the thing and just, you know, squish it a little bit. Not like squish it, like pop it, but just kind of like, you know, give a little flex to it.
And as soon as you pluck a berry off,
yeah,
you hear, ow!
You're like, oh, Jesus, not again.
Because yes, indeed, this person has a pet shrub.
Damn it.
Oh!
I love how we got the exact same reaction. Like, God damn it. I'd be like, oh. Okay. What's your name? And he kind of like takes a step back, puts his hand on his sword.
Hold, let me guess. Barry.
Are you calling that from the tunnel?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, he was never given a name.
Crap.
Barry works.
Damn it.
What have you done?
This is your fault. Try to be clever.
There are a lot of berries on this bush. There are 34 berries that you can count at a quick look.
That's horrifying, just plucking them off his body.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, what berry, what are you? What type of shrub are you?
There's no way to really judge a plant's facial expressions.
Uh-huh.
but it does kind of like, several of the limbs that have the most berries upon them sort of extend towards you. I'm a berry bush.
So just regular old berries.
Is there any other kind? Berries are pretty regular.
You know, there's like poisonous berries. There's blackberries, blueberries.
Oh,
you know,
no, no, I'm not poisonous.
That's exactly what a poisonous bush would say.
Exactly.
Insight check.
Insight check the berry. All right, you know what? Go ahead, roll inside at disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
Because it doesn't have a face. Yeah.
Yeah, one sec. Let me roll it again. That was a good one, too, damn it. Ah, fuck.
That's a 19 and a 7.
Yeah,
you know?
Fucking
you're
natty
not
16
sure.
and a natty 3.
You're, natty you're not certain.
Ah, like,
berry bush is giving you the runaround.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, okay, Barry, do you know if there's anything. I don't know why I'm talking to you, Barry. I honestly don't. Never mind. Oh, and he's just going to walk away. Yeah.
Wait.
What? What?
What am I supposed to do now?
Oh, God, don't do this to me, Barry. Honestly.
That sounds as if it's happened before.
Yeah, I mean, sorta.
Sorta?
Yeah,
no, this exact thing happened.
Yes, but it wasn't. They wanted to stay there. They didn't say, "Hey, what am I supposed to do now?"
We also didn't have berries.
That's true. What do you want to do, Barry?
Not freezing would be a good one. It's awfully cold in here.
Why is it so cold?
I don't know.
It's because Ravison worshipped Arl.
Ah.
Everything she touched turned cold eventually.
I see. So, we were on the right path. This did have to do with Arl. Ravison, does she have a log of some sort? Do you know, that she kept... She wrote in something that we could look into.
She never wrote anything that I saw. Mostly just talked to herself. Talked to the other animals that would come through.
Damn it. Well?
She was real scary.
She was pretty scary out there, but she's gone now. Well, Barry, if you want, I can bundle you up and you can come with us. For now, we can find a place for you. In fact, and he kind of turns to everybody. He's like, I just thought about this again. But sounds like we're going to have ourselves some new real estate. Eh?
I just thought of the same thing, and I agree.
Oh, is that another picture of Ravison?
Ravison and the berry bush beside
her. And the berry bush. That's awesome.
Oh.
I love that. Oh, she's creepy looking. Little ice daggers and stuff. Almost like little ice sickles, like her scimitars.
No wonder Tiffany ice was sickles. Scared.
Yeah, those are pretty friggin' cool. I like that.
Oh, poor Barry.
Yeah, be like, well,
ice sickles.
She was very cruel.
Aw, what'd she do? I bet you she picked out berries off you all the time.
She never even asked.
Aw, that's not nice. Guys, you know what this damn this she was picking berries off Barry here, not even asking. What a bitch.
You said it, not me.
Not to interrupt anything, but my spell is definitely ended by now.
Yes, it
has. Door slammed shut. Well, we threw a thing in front of it. I mean, I don't know if it's going to hold, but we put up some of the stuff in the hallway. We pulled off the piece of that.
Yes, you did.
Statue to plop the door open.
That's sort of why I'm stating.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, no. It's interesting because your spell, Dreamer, you feel when it dissipates. But you see that the door ahead of you or around the corner does remain ajar. There's not yet any movement to it.
So wait, is it a door or is it a jar?
I hate you so much.
That was lame.
Barry. Okay, I'm gonna burn Barry.
No, I like him now. He stays.
Okay.
Barry's under my protection.
Yeah, I like Barry too. Yeah, I think... Rian would be like, well, we're going to be going out in the cold after this. We got some digging around to do, but I can wrap you up in maybe my sleeping bag.
There's a sleeping bag behind me.
Oh, that's a good call. We can use hers. So, yeah. He's like, throw that over to me, Craddock.
He's going to toss in the bag and go back to looking at the sarcophagus.
Nice.
Be gentle, but thank you.
No worries, bud. You're not nearly as, you're really not annoying. Like, the last ones were really annoying, but,
I think it was just because there was two of them.
Yeah, they talked to each other, and that was the problem. That is, yeah, that's right. You're right.
They weren't that bad towards the end, I suppose.
Yeah, you're right. Just wasn't expecting that. You know, I assumed it was going to happen, and then he started talking, and I was just like, took me right back to that moment. went right for the sword, too. Did it again. So he'll start wrapping him up in the sleeping bag. And then, like, kind of give him... I don't even know if he has, like, eyes or... Because he obviously doesn't have a face or anything. But I leave a little hole open, like, kind of in the front. Like a little, like when you put a kid in a papoose type thing. So, so I put him, like, just over my backpack. So he's riding, like, a Master Blaster.
Nice.
Yep.
Yos is very comfortable.
Oh, well. I'm glad you're enjoying it. We'll get you somewhere safe. But in the meantime, we got to search this place. Figure out what the hell is going on. What do you know about Arl? Do you know much about her? Did you hear anything, her talking to her or anything like that over the days? We're trying to get our bearings as far as possibly putting a stop to the darkness and the cold up here.
The bush that you have bundled into the sleeping bag, at the name of Arl, seems to shrink into itself a little. almost right. withdrawing its branches into the sleeping bag even deeper.
Scares you too, huh, bud?
Yeah.
Yeah, scares me as well, so don't feel bad. Yeah, and then I think he'll join Krellick with the at the sarcophagus.
All right.
The rest of you coming in?
Yep, yes.
Yeah. If Dreamer's done investigating the druid...
I'm going to pocket the seeds off the druid.
Alrighty.
But then I'm going to sit right at the door. I'm not going into the room.
Smart.
Smart.
Just in case.
Yeah. And I would say, Dreamer, as you get to the doorway, as you're in the doorway, you notice that around the edges of the door is the faint shimmer of moonlight. Not on the front or the back half, but along the narrow edge. And peering very closely as you're just kind of propping yourself between the doorway in the two rooms, you can make out the same sort of arcane writing that is around the mirror. And you can gauge, looking very closely at it, that the moonlight is very gradually diminishing.
I'll keep an eye on that, but I'm still staying outside.
You gotta do the Hordor thing. You gotta stand in that thing and catch the door for us. And then...
He's gonna... I would say he would squish. He would get crunched.
Yeah, but it would be epic.
You could certainly try. So, atop of this sarcophagus are laid out all the accoutrements for an herbalism kit, if somebody wants to drag those together. The lid itself is massive. This thing obviously weighs several hundred pounds. And there is no crack where Ravison has pushed this aside at any point.
Hmm. Yeah, I think Rian will gather up the herbalism kit just for future reference for anybody who might want it. And mostly right. to clear that off, because I assume him and Krellick are going to open this fucking thing.
Tavini's spell. She was doing a prayer of healing.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Forgot about that, the 10-minute one.
I would say it's not yet been 10 minutes.
It's been 7.5.
They've only just had this very, very brief conversation with Barry. Poking around in here. You're about halfway done casting.
Okay, so she just walked and prayed to meet up with the others.
Having everyone within the radius of the spell. Even so, you're able to look around the room. You can see the berry bush that poking out of a sleeping bag that Rian seems to have bundled up, or somebody has. And you could see that it's moving in the sleeping bag.
She is instantly curious, but she has to like go back to focusing on praying to the Forge Master to bring warmth and healing to her companions. So she's like, not yet. And just...
Barry, that's Tavini. Tavini, Barry.
Barry does something cute. Hi, she's Tavini. She's like, aww.
Like, no, gotta focus.
It's nice to make your acquaintance.
Oh, he bows. No, stop it.
Oh, by the way, I'm Rian. My daughter, Mary. Short one over there is Krellick. And the big metal one is Dreamer. And the red guy is Felgrin.
Oh, yes, the red guy.
It was the easy way to describe it.
What if Barry's colorblind?
I could have done that.
It's called a practically challenge.
I mean, not really, but it is very dark in here.
Yes. Let's see what corpse is in here, shall we? You want to see a corpse, Barry?
I've seen the corpse.
Oh, well.
Oh, what you got? What's in
yeah,
here?
Tell us what's in it.
It doesn't get up and talk, does it?
No, that's Ravison's twin sister.
Oh.
I see.
That's not...
In the sarcophagus.
That's not...
Yeah, I don't think it's not Krellick would have a real big need to open it.
Let's not what?
Let's not disturb the corpse of the dead druid's sister.
He kind of quirks a brow.
Made her real angry.
And why not?
We don't know what we're doing. It could
She's
wake
dead.
Up.
She's dead. She doesn't care.
We just woke up a long dead druid.
Barry just said she doesn't wake up or talk.
The brazier wasn't lit before. We don't know what else we changed here.
The brazier had to be lit for Ravison to get in here. It was lit at some point.
The brazier woke up the mummy.
Well, how about this? Rian, can you do your little magic thing and see if there's anything magic in here? If there's not, we just leave it shut and go.
Unfortunately, I have to, like, it's more like I see the thing and I get it. I don't just sense it.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I know there's spells for that, at least I think there is, but, like, I don't have that one. I was like, it's like, if I see it, I get it. It's like, oh, I know what that is. Yeah, that's the thing, and it does this.
Slap sarcophagus. You can fit so many magic items in this bad boy. There's a lot of room. This is Eric talking.
No, I know. And it's like, I mean, it's not like we're going to defile the corpse or anything. We're just going to take a look. That's all.
Dreamer raises his hands.
Ah, yes.
Rian, see, now that gives him a high five.
That is body language I'm familiar with.
All right. So are you guys
just giving up?
Yes.
Pushing the lid off the coffin, or?
I don't know if we're going to, like, just chuck it off to the side, but kind of just slide it over just to get a look inside. Like,
okay. Just give it a peek.
Just give it a look. That's all.
Like, we give in.
If it's just, a druid, like a dead druid, then we open it, we look, and we close it, and then it's done. It's like,
push
okay.
It open a little bit. Whatever. There's nothing inside. We shut it back up like we never hear.
All right. So the pair of you spend the next several minutes, during which Davini's prayer of healing is complete.
Yes.
Pushing and straining against that lid. It weighs 350 pounds and is very, very difficult to shift. However, you finally feel it start to slide incrementally. And as soon as there is a gap into this sarcophagus.
Uh-oh.
Here it comes.
There is, the room immediately fills with the stench of death and decay. Do you keep pushing it open some more so you can actually get a look in there?
I mean, we've come this far.
So pushing it still further, you start to expose a bit of the feet of this person, whoever lies in here. And you see a decently well-preserved, you know, it seems like they've lost a bit of volume, I guess, from decay over time. You know, that the corpse inside is remarkably well-preserved in the cold.
But, like, atrophied?
Yes, atrophied's a good word for it. Aha, prayer of healing, so everyone gets 11 points.
I heard dice and got scared.
I do too.
No. You're okay. Safe.
For now.
But you do also see that nestled between the feet of this corpse are two potion vials. And Rian, I mean, you can tell magic at a glance thanks to your connection with a dragon.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, they are magical.
They're like, ah, ha, 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 this is what I'm talking about. And I think he's going to pull them out and take a look at them. And he'll give it some time. I don't know if I can identify potions. Usually they consider it like, because it's supposed to be like art, and then we extended that as in, like, you know, like a weapon could be considered art, and then we allowed that, but, like, I don't know if I push it as far as saying he can just identify potions also, so that's not really.
Yeah, I feel like that would require a bit of work.
Exactly. That seems like a little bit of cheating.
Alchemy is an art.
Yeah. I know, and that you could make that argument, but I feel like that's pushing it too far.
A little bit cheeseball, yeah.
So you reach down between the feet of this corpse and find that the two potions are poking out of the top of a shark skin pouch that you take with you.
Goddamn right.
And the scent of death is upon this pouch. It's been in this sarcophagus for a very, very long time, but it is very well made.
Well, maybe we can wash it. And I think he kind of, like, hold it up with, like, by his like, thumb and forefinger. He's kind of, like, hold it up, pinching it. And he's like, do we want this one? Do we want to keep this?
Yes. He kind of reaches.
Okay. I'd say maybe you can wash it. I don't know. I don't know if it's worth the effort. You know, I don't know how well shark skin washes up.
You said it's
actually, I guess Rian probably would know.
What, it's a pouch?
Yeah.
Yep. It's a, like a shark skin purse.
Oh, he's going to open it.
Yeah, it has the two potions inside.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Oh, okay. It was sticking up. They were sticking up out of it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. Fuck it. Hopefully it'll air out.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, you know, shark skin, it's smooth one direction, but as you're kind of turning it over in your hands, you could feel that it's rough the other direction. Almost a bit of a sandpapery feel.
Interesting.
Yeah, he'll bag it. Yeah.
All right. All right, do you want to keep pushing the sarcophagus open to get a look at the rest of the corpse, or are you satisfied?
Oh, yeah, if that's not it, well, then yeah,
we got a taste.
Yeah. I say we've come this far. We're going to check the thing.
I will say that because you seem to have revealed the feet,
yeah,
you're either going to have to spend several minutes closing the feet up to then push the head open, or you're just going to have to shove this whole lid off.
Krellick's not shoving the lid off.
Yeah. He's not shoving the lid off. You know, at that point, I think we'd push it as far as it would, like, let us go. I don't see us, like, taking the time to, like, half open it, half open the other side. Like, it's one of those things where we kind of pushed it, maybe, like, kind of put my head along the side and look in there a little bit, see if I see anything, and if not, I think we're done. We'll seal it back up.
So, sticking your head into the sarcophagus, the stench of death grows even stronger.
Oh,
it is enough to gag you. I would like a constitution saving throw.
Oh, I'm going to throw up on this corpse.
Please don't defile the corpse.
Yay. I didn't mean to. Oh, Josie made me do it.
Come on.
Natty, 2 for a 7.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
Just puked on her feet.
After he does it, he's like, close it up. Just quick, close it up.
Wait, did it? Don't, it but you could have saw something before you puked.
Yeah, you.
Okay, go ahead.
You stick your head into the sarcophagus down by the feet of this corpse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, opening your eyes to the darkness, in the gray scale of dark vision, you see a woman who looks remarkably similar to the other, now lying dead in the corridor behind you. You see that she is dressed in similar furs, though there seems to be more of a seaworthy cast to her. You know, there are more elements of shark skin than just that bag at her feet to her clothing. But you also see upon her chest what appears to be an amulet in the shape of a snowflake. It, to your eyes, does not appear to be magical.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
No, it's just a symbol and of Marl, though, isn't it?
And as you are staring at that, your fascination is almost enough to overcome the feeling of revulsion. And you feel your stomach heave. And can you give me a dexterity saving throw now?
Oh, god.
See whether it's in the sarcophagus or outside the sarcophagus.
Oh my god.
A what?
Oh, Natty won.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Krellick shutting Rian in.
Tried to rescue it. Tried to give this woman some dignity, but nope. As you go to retract your head from inside the sarcophagus, you feel yourself losing your lunch all over their feet.
Fucking.
Oh, you think you like,
and the rest of back. You, the rest of you cannot see him. You know, actually expelling. But you do see his back heaving with the effort and hear the hollow sound of him retching into this echoing sarcophagus.
Gonna covers his mouth, shoulders shaking.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, sorry, it hit me all at once. I'm sorry. Oh, God. Just close it up. Close it up. If it makes anybody feel any better, she was a follower of Arl. Just shut the thing. Shut the thing.
Oh, seven husks.
Dreamer, at the same time, you're seeing that moonlight in the etchings around the door diminishing to the point where it's barely perceptible, and the telltale sound of the door starting to grind shut reaches all of your ears.
Krellick is going to drop in one of his agates to try to keep bad mojo from happening as he shuts it.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Door shutting.
He puked on it.
What does that matter?
It matters to me.
He just kind of like, I think, yeah, Rian just like shrugs his shoulders, but like, that's not a thing. You don't just give money to the dead and not bad things happen. It's just like, it's
I question. Mean, are you going to get it back out?
I'm not going after it now. He threw it
in my
sink.
I'm not going to. There's puke on it.
But, I mean, I appreciate you're trying to make up for my mistake. I apologize. He's like, but you know what? Again, when I did stick my head in there, I could see the amulet she had. It's, well, actually, do I have to roll religion? Have we seen oral stuff already yet?
I would say that you've been in Icewind Dale long enough that you would be familiar with at least some elements of her faith.
Okay. So, I assume that that's the snowflake is her amulet. And be like, yeah, so her and her sister, they're both followers of Arl. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they deserve to have their corpses defiled, but let's move on.
I'm not saying they don't.
I'm not saying they do, but I'm sure as hell not saying they don't.
Miri goes slipping out through the doors. It's starting to close. It's getting slimmer and slimmer.
Hold on to your butts, Barry.
How fast is the door closing?
Incrementally, it's going to be closed within a minute.
Oh, okay. Crawler.
Oh, we got time.
If you're looking if you want to close the sarcophagus again, and you want to do it quickly, I would say go ahead and give me a athletics check for Krellick. Just a major, one big effort.
Can I aid him for advantage?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm aiding, bud. Go roll that bad double at advantage.
Yeah. Glancing over at Rian, you can see he's still got a little bit of sick at the corner of his mouth.
22.
But yeah, so... Together, the pair of you are able to very hastily, it takes you about 30, 45 seconds or so, to shove that sarcophagus closed again. It does not diminish the stench of death that has already filled the room, but, you know, there is that sense of ease that comes with putting the dead to rest, even if you do defile them first, before you're rushing out of the room.
Yep. Sorry.
And... as it swings shut, you still have Barry with you in the sleeping bag. It starts to grind against that debris that you would put to hold it open. And there's a crunching, cracking sound as suddenly the door finishes and it slams shut, and all that's left of that debris is a powdered mess.